This is a podcast for Groundwork London made with the BBC in February 2011.
What's that you're drinking?
A nice, refreshing can of fizzy drink.
Oh, but you need to realise that it's not that great to drink that stuff, you know? Not just like for health benefits, but think about what it's doing to the environment. Do you actually realise the carbon footprint of that can?
Nope.
It's like 170 grams of CO2 emit just from the production of that can. And are you considering to recycle it?
Nope.
Oh my. You do realise that you can repay 60% of that CO2 which was emitted simply by just recycling. And what are you going to do? You're just going to throw it away into the bin. And that's going to go to like a rubbish truck and then to a landfill where it won't even decompose for 200 years, you know? It's like, what's the point? You're just ruining the environment simply by drinking a can of Coke.
Now that you put it like that, I will recycle.
That's good to hear. Just one small step.
Cheers, dude.
There's more than just recycling that you can do, Ashwin. You do realise that, yeah?
Yep.
There's things such as not leaving your phone charging during the whole night or pumping up your tyres to the correct PSI so that you don't need to use excess amount of fuel. Make sure you, like, turn the lights off whenever you leave a room. You know, just little things like that, yeah? So, Ashwin, now that you have come to the realisation that packaging is important, what do you think the British public will think about packaging? Do you want to find out?
Yes, let's go and ask them.
I think there's far too much packaging. I mean, it's completely stupid to wrap up bananas and fruit. It's a waste of time. They've already got their own wrapping.
What comes to mind when I say sustainability?
Sustainability, it means doing things now that in the future that we can do exactly the same.
I'm quite obsessed with recycling.
Yeah.
So paper, more, not so much clothing, because that doesn't really come with a lot, but paper, recycling with food, I'm a little bit obsessed with. So I always recycle.
Okay.
Do you think of packaging when you buy products?
Not particularly, no. I buy what I need.
For me, I guess sustainable really brings to mind making sure we use the resources on our planet effectively and carefully so that in the future there's enough resources for everyone, really, that we're not using an unfair share of what we've got now.
So, Ashin, how would you explain it to people?
So, if everyone lived a British lifestyle, we would need three planet Earths to sustain ourselves.
Well, that is a pretty shocking statistic, and I think it's time we actually need to make an impact. And here is a great poem by Danny Chivers called Consumed. All those Kinder eggs you buy will drain Botswana's soil dry.
Your room perfume, oil palm fresh, is flooding towns in Bangladesh.
How far has the Sahara grown for your dancing banana phone?
We need new rules on tax and trade to stop the crap from being made.
So join me on the barricades and start demanding less.
That was a podcast for Groundwork London made with the BBC in February 2011. If you want more information about Groundwork London, or volunteering, or doing your bit for the environment, go to london.groundwork.org.uk. Thanks for listening.